Barry Williams Drive.
5:22, it seems there's an app for everything nowadays. Brushing your teeth, finding public toilets, and now there is one for avoiding people. One Wellingtonian has come up with an app which alerts people when cruise ship passengers are in town so that they can stay out of the way. The app is called Foghorn, and its creator, Victoria McLennan, is with me. Hi, Victoria.
Kia ora.
So tell us about this app. Why did you feel you needed to make Foghorn?
So my office, the Optimal BI team, are based in the building that's above the cable car lane in the cable car. And sometime before Christmas, we were all complaining that it was getting challenging to get to our favourite Vietnamese salad place, which is Nam Di in Cable Car Lane, on days when there were cruise ship passengers. Because basically when the cruise ship passengers are here, they queue all the way down Cable Car Lane and down Lambton Quay. And so we thought it'd be really good if we knew which days to not head to the Vietnamese salad place and go somewhere else for lunch.
Because it's packed. This is a terrible predicament to find oneself in, isn't it? So the cruise ship passengers, they cause a bit of disruption in the city, do they?
So, don't get me wrong, we think tourism is awesome. We need tourism in the city, and it's great that they come here. But they must be told when they're on the cruise ship that one of the places they should go is to take the cable car up to the Botanical Gardens.
Mm.
So hundreds of them queue for a really long time. They must stand there for hours and wait to go up in the cable car. And so they cause disruption directly for us because the stairs for our building come out at the top of Cable Car Lane. We have other ways of getting from the terrace down to Lambton Quay. And so it's just easier for us to know which days not to go the Cable Car Lane day, laneway on those days, and not to try and buy a Vietnamese salad on those days.
All sounds good. How does the app work? Does it link directly with the cruise ship's timetables? How does it work?
So, unfortunately, the port don't publish the cruise ship timetable in a machine-readable format. So, basically, we download the PDF file that they publish on their website. We load it into a Wii database, and then we generate email alerts to anyone who wants to subscribe. That lets them know there's a cruise ship today and it's going to arrive at this time and leave at that time, which comes from the information that the port does publish.
And how popular has the app been so far, and have you had any feedback?
So, funnily enough, we just launched it for ourselves before Christmas, and then we started sharing it with our friends. And once we started sharing it with our friends, we started to get all sorts of comments from people. I shared a link on LinkedIn, and I had about 20 different people have said to me, this is great, now I know which days not to try and walk down Lambton Quay and to walk in a different direction. So, as I said, people love tourists. We just like to be able to move around our city and know when they're going to be here.
Excellent. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria McLennan, creator of the Foghorn app and Managing Director of Optimal BI. News Talk ZB, it's 5:25.